Okay, let's get back into Sefer Yeshayahu. We've had a little break, but let's get back in now. Perech Chaf Gimel, that's where we are up to. And we talk about a nevuah that has to do with the nation of Tzor, the city of Tzor. This is the last nevuah relating to another nation. We've had many, we've had discussions, nevuos of Bavel and Moab and Damesek and Mitzrayim and Edom. And now this perek is about Tzor. Tzor is a city up north on the Lebanon border with the Mediterranean. And the Tzor was a city that was originally friendly with Am Yisrael. But Yeshayahu Navi here talks about a nevuah that's going to happen according to most Rishonim, 100 years after he dies, 4 years after the Churban Beis Hamikdash. That's when this nevuah, according to most, the Abarbanel has a different shot, but most Rishonim hold that this perek is similar to what Yechezkel discusses in Perek Chavav through Chavches, where Nebuchadnezzar himself, after destroying the Beis Hamikdash, 4 years later, goes and destroys the city of Tzor and its surrounding city, Tzidon. All of that is forecast by Yeshayahu. Why is it? Why is this? Why are they deserving of being destroyed? Tzor, as we'll see, was a major financial center at that time. On the there were ships coming from all over Africa and Europe that came to do business in Tzor. And originally, they were friendly with Bnei Yisrael. Right? We read about it in Malachim. Malachim. They even helped David and Hiram, the king of Tzor, were friendly. The pasuk in Malachim Aleph. Perek Hey, Vayishlach Hiram Melech Tzor es Avadav El Shlomo. After David dies, Hiram sends his servants to Shlomo. Ki Shama Ki Oso Mashchu LeMelech Tachas Aviyu. Because he heard that now Shlomo was king. Ki Ohev HaYachiram LeDavid Kol Hayamim. Hiram loved David. Vayishlach Shlomo El Hiram LeMar. And Shlomo sends to Hiram, the king of Tzor. Atoya Dates David Avi Ki Lo Yochal Livnos Bayis L'Shem Hashem El Kabev Liam El Chama. You know my father couldn't build the Beis Hamikdash because of the blood on his hands. But now, Hineni Omer, Livnos Bais, L'Shem Hashem Lokai, I'm going to build the Beis HaMikdash. Tzavei V'yichrusu Li Arazim and Alavanon. Please, do you want to help? Do you want to send me raw materials? Arazim, Arzei Levanon, right? Tzor was up north. Do you want to send me Arazim? Right, even from Chutz La'aretz, V'avadayash Yiyuim Avadecha, our servants will work together. V'schar Avadecha Tein Luchan, I'll pay your servants. Vahi kishmo Chirim as Divrei Shlomo, vayismach ma'od. Chirim was very happy about it. Vayomer Baruch Hashem Hayom Asher Nasan LeDavid Ben Chacham Al Ha'am Harav Hazeh. Blessed is Hashem that gave David, my friend, such a great son. Vayishlach Chirim as Shlomo Lemar Shamati Es Asher Shlachti Eloi Ani Eses Kol Chefzecha Ba'atzei Arozim U'ba'atzei Broshim. They cut down the trees. They sent them down the river. Vayi Chirim Nosein L'Shlomo Atzei Arozim Atzei Broshim Kol Chefzo. And Shlomo paid him. Everything was fine and dandy. Ko yitein Shlomo lechiram shana bishana. That is what happened. But as time went on, things did not stay so fine and dandy. It seems like the turn, maybe Tzar started being jealous of Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim became a center, and therefore the African cities didn't go all the way up north, they came to Yerushalayim. Either way, they started feeling against Klal Yisrael. And after the Churban happened, and this is crucial, the Mefarshim explain, after the Churban happened, they were very happy about that. They said, okay, now our greatest competition is gone. That's what Yechezkel says at the beginning of Perech Avav. In the 11th year of since Tzor said about Yerushalayim, Ha'och Nishbara, Dalso Sa'amim, the walls, the doors have been broken. Nasebu Eli, now everybody's going to come to me. Imal'ah Hecharava, I will fill that has been destroyed. So they were very happy about it. They violated Binfol Oyivcha Al Tismach. And because of that, Yechezkel, and now Yeshayahu says that this is what's going to befall them. They are going to be punished because of their actions, because of what they did. Right? This is the what Yechezkel describes. The Mechilta in Parshas Bo has a similar idea regarding the Shvi in Mitzrayim. The pasuk says, right by the firstborns, all the firstborns were going to die. Ad b'chara Shvi. Ask the Mechilta in Parshas Bo. V'chi Shvuyim machatu. What did the Shvuyim, the captive firstborns do? Ella, Shekol, Gzeiros, Shahaya Paro, Gozero, Yisrael, Hayu HaShvuyim, Semechen Bohem. All the decrees that Paro gave on the Jews, the Shvuyim, these other captives in Mitzrayim were very happy about. Shneamar, Samach, Samach, Le'ed, Lo Yinakeh, Vixiv, Binfal, Yivchal, Tismach. v'chiv, and it's a penyira Hashem v'rabe nave shiv me'lavapo. You're going to get punished for it. And that's exactly what happened to the city of Tzor. They were happy. They first started to go against Klal Yisrael. They were very happy about the downfall. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Yishayo prophesies that this is what's going to be at the end. We know that this statement, which is basically the theme of the Perek, the Binfolo Yifchal Tismach, is said by Shmuel HaKatan in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Dal, in Mishnah Yutes. He's the one that made this famous. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. Binfolo Yifchal Tismach. Shmuel HaKatan didn't write it. But he was the one that always said it, and that's what he was known for. Uvikashlo al Yogel Libecha, right, when your enemies fall, don't be so happy. Pin Yirashev Rabbeinav, Veshiv Me'elav Apo. And that's why the Mefarshim explained, Rav Kook writes in one place, that he was Dafka the one, the Gemara says in Brachas, who wrote the Tefillah V'la Malshinim, the 19th Bracha, which is all about Hashem should remove the wickedness and the wicked. Why Dafka did he write it? Because he was the only one that could write a Lishma. He was the only one that was writing it purely for the protection of Klal Yisrael. If you look in the Baruch Sha'amar on Pirkei Avos, he writes, but, you know, if you don't have a choice, if they're not doing tshuva, so then please Hashem remove them, protect them from us. Not that we're happy about it, but we need them removed. So that is the message that we learned from Tzor. And now we get into some of the messages of the Perek itself. Again, as I said, the Barbanel says this is not talking about Nebuchadnezzar's time, it's talking about earlier in history. Others say Tsar is from the word Tsar, and the kingdom and the enemy that's always called Tsar, the one that gives Tsar is called Rome, right? Some of the Mefarshim say that, but this is how most interpret it. So here we go. So Masa Tsar. Masa, which is a heavy prophecy, tragic prophecy about Tsar. Hey Lilu Anios Tarshis. Wail, the boats of Tarshish. Tarshish was a different city that always used to do business with Tsar. So you could wail, right? Because your main business partner is no longer able to do business with you. Kishudad mi bayis bibo. It is plundered from within. Me'eretz Kittim nigla lamo. From the land of Kittim. What is the land of Kittim? Right, so Kittim is a different city. Right, some say that the Tsar people ran to Kittim. Some say that it means that in Kittim they heard about what happened in Tsar. And so from Eretz Kittim it was revealed to us. Right, the Radak says that the Kittim helped the Babylonians defeat Tsar. Me'eretz Kittim nigla lamo. Domu yoshvei, those who are in the islands, be silent. Don't talk about it, because there's nowhere else to go. Socher Sidon over Yam Miluch. So for the merchants of Sidon, right there, the city that you used to do business with, have passed over Yam. They have gone elsewhere. Uvamayim Rabim, and in all the waters, Zera Shichor, Ksir Yar, all the Tfuah that used to come from Egypt. There used to be merchants, so no longer will you be able to bring it up to Tsar in order to do business with. If you look at the first word that we just read in the Pasuk Beis, Domu, be silent. So that's what Rashi says here, Domu Yoshvei, Hisablu Ushvu Domim. Sit and be in mourning and just be quiet, because there's nothing to say. Now you've all lost business, you've lost parnasa, you're going to be starved. But Domu is from a lashon of silence and Avelos. And we know this from Hilchas Avelos, right? The Gemara says in Meseches Baba Basra at the end of the first parak on Tez Zayin Amabes that one of the foods of Avelos is lentils. Why lentils? And we know that from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was serving Yitzchak lentils when Esav came back. Oso ayom niftar Avram Avinu. V'yasa Yaakov Avinu tavshil shel adashim lenachem es Yitzchak Aviv. And why do you have to rent the lentil soup that Esav wanted? Ha'adom ha'adom hazeh. You don't want to call them lentils, because he made them for nicham avelim. U'maishta shel adashim. And why are lentils the food of the ma'achal of avelim? So the Gemara has two suggestions. Ami b'ma'arava mishmei the rabba bar mari. Number one, ma'adasha zu ein lapeh. Just like an adasha has no opening, has no slit in it. It's a whole item, no mouth. Av avel ein lopeh, so to an avel ein lopeh. Rashi there, shehu yoshev v'domeim. Same word that's used here in our pasuk. An avel sits, right? We know an avel is, we'll get to this in the Rambam in a second, but also sits in quietly. It's supposed to be less talking. And davar acher, the other reason why adashim are used, ma adasha zu megulgeles, just like it's semi-round. Av avelus megalgeles u mechazeres al ba'ei olam. So to avelos, there might be naya, what's an afkamina? Well, you can use eggs. Eggs, the second reason applies, but not the first one, because an egg you open up and it has a, but it has a mouth. But this idea of an avel not talking so much, that's quoted in the Rambam. Right? We know the halacha of she'elah shalom. One is not allowed to say hello in the normal way to an avel. Uminayin sheha avel asur b'she'elah shalom. The Rambam says in Hilchos Avelos, perek hey halacha chaf, shenemar he'aneik dome, right? Quoting a pasuk based on the Gemara, but it's a pasuk in Yechezkel. Koshlo Shiyamim Rishonim, and he goes through the different severities of Avelos, the first 3 days, the 7 days, but at the end of that halacha, the Rambam says, the end of Parakeh, im b'she'elah shalom nasar ha'avel. If the avel is aser b'she'elah shalom, with hellos, kal v'chomer, shehu aser laharbos dvarim b'lischok. Surely, he's aser with even just stop talking and schmoozing. The Rambam is not quoting Chazal here. It's just, he's saying this is a Kal V'chomer. If you can't even say hello, which is something normally acceptable. So Stam Shmuzik, sure, he should be less about Shenemar V'dom, says the Kesef Mishnah. Heim Divrei Rabbeinu Re'u Yemelov. These are appropriate words for the Rambam that he learns out from this halacha, that we're not supposed to be talking so much, but that's the halacha of Dom. It's even an interesting discussion. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, and Rav Soloveitchik also held this way, that not only is an avel not allowed to say hello and you to the avel, but even happens sometimes that at a shiva house we meet somebody that we haven't seen in a long time. Two people not related to the avel aren't supposed to say hello to each other. Wait till you get outside the house. Why? So the Aruch HaShulchan says at the end of Shin Pei Hei in Yaradeya, Nirali, to Kashem She'in Shela Shalom Bebeis HaAvel, Kol Zayin, Lo HaAvel LaAchirim, Velo Achirim LaAvel, Kimo Chein, Achirim, Zela Zelo, Yishalu L'Shalom Bebeis HaAvel, B'toch Yimei Shiva, Ein LaHazkir Shalom Bebeis HaZeh. And Rav Soloveitchik said it in a lumdish way. There's a din of Beis Avel, not just a din in the Gavra Avel, Beis Avel. And certain Nihugim have to do with Beis Avel. And this is one of them. She'ela Shalom, Dibur. There shouldn't be Stam Shmuzing, Dibur. Other, maybe it's Kfiyas Hamita, right? It's not only the Mita that they sleep on, but others. But either way, this all comes from the word Domu, Hanok Dom, which is used here too. Yeshayo tells the people who used to do business with Tsar, you know, be silent and go into mourning because there's nobody to do business with anymore. Domu Yoshvei, right? Just be silent. And we continue now. Pasuk Dalet. Boshi Tzidon. Tzidon, which is one of the satellites of Tsar. Be embarrassed. Ki Amar Yam Ma'oz Hayam Lemar. Because the strength of the Yam says, as if the Yam says, right? As if this is what the people would say. Lo chalti velo yaladati, I haven't had children. Velo gidalti bachurim romamti psulos, I don't have any old children, young children, meaning everybody was killed out. Everybody was destroyed. Nebuchadnezzar destroyed all of the city. So it's as if I didn't have any children, because there's nobody left. If you look in the Malbim, the Malbim reads it a little differently. Classic. The Malbim on every other line, goes into the exact details of the pasuk. So here, the Malbim reads it as a halavai. Not that, oh, there's nobody left, but because everybody was killed, so this is how he reads the pasuk. Lo chalti. Chalti means being in labor pain. Halavai, I shouldn't have had labor pain. Because, you know, I just didn't want to have a baby. Velo yaladati. And halavai, even if I had the labor pain, I shouldn't have given birth. The baby should have died in labor. Velo gidalti bachurim. And even if the child would have lived, halavai, he should have died young. Because they shouldn't have raised bachurim and romamti basulos. Because when they're older and then they're killed, that's even more painful, says the Malbim. That's how you read the pasuk. So the Tsur and Sidon are bemoaning the fact that, you know, they had all these children that they raised and put time in, and then it was taken away from them. Why dafke is there busha? There's embarrassment. What are they embarrassed about? So if you look on the Das Sofer, and the Das Sofer suggests they're embarrassed because they had so much self-confidence. And after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, they didn't realize that Nebuchadnezzar was going to get them either. That's what the Boshi is. Says the Das Sofrim, Kinira Sha'alehem Lios Boshim and Abitachon Habilti Mutzdak Shalahem Arata. Since this Nevuah was said more than 100 years earlier. Yeshaya was a very famous individual. Nikru bazek farata lo liot kol ha'pduchim ba'atzmam ki sofam lehis ach zev. So we should not be so self-confident. That's what Tsur, and that's why it's an embarrassment if somebody is so confident. Lahavdil, if there's a sports team that doesn't prepare well for an opponent because they're so self-confident and then they lose terribly, they're going to be embarrassed. They're embarrassed. They're not going to just be upset. They're going to be embarrassed because they didn't prepare properly. They were so overconfident. So here too, Tsar was just so overconfident that nothing was going to Nothing was going to happen. So let's continue. Kasher Shema Pasakei. Kasher Shema Limitsrayim Yachilu Kishema Tsor. What does this pasuk mean? So if you look in Rashi, Rashi says, just like the nations of the world, when they heard about what happened in Mitzrayim with the Makis and the Kriyas Yamsuf, and we talk about it in Oz Yashir, Chilachaz Yoshe Plashis, Oznif Halu Ofit, right? That's what this pasuk is referring to. Just like they heard about what happened in Mitzrayim, they're going to shake when they hear about what happens in Sor. That is the all the miracles, and everybody heard, right? Amalek was the only one that didn't act as the other nations, but all the other nations heard, right? Shama Mir Gazun, right? That itself put shockwaves throughout the world. The nation of slaves that nobody ever got out of Mitzrayim were able to get out through the Nisim. You know, that was disproved everything they stood for, and that sent shockwaves through them. And that's the same thing is going to happen, says the Rashi's giving shot to this pasuk in Yeshayo, is going to happen when we find out about Tsar. The Radak has a different shot. He says that maybe after Tsar is destroyed, then Mitzrayim at that time is going to get scared. Not what they hear to Mitzrayim, but just like Yerushalayim was destroyed and Tsar was destroyed, Mitzrayim was going to be the next one that Nebuchadnezzar was going to try to get to. So, Kasher Shema LeMitzrayim Yachilu Kishema Tsar. Vayter Ivru Tarshisha Helilu Yoshvei. Similar, going on to Tarshish. Tarshish was another city that used to do business with Tsar. Helilu Yoshvei, right? Bemoan and wail. And now Yeshayahu starts talking to Tsar itself. Hazos Lachem Aliza. Right, this was your happy, amazing, wonderful town. Mimei kedem kadmasa. It's been around for so long, and yoviluhu ragleha. Your legs have taken you out. Mei rachok lagur. Distance to live somewhere out. Right, this pasuk is emphasizing that we look around sometimes at metropolises and unbelievable cities. And in a flash, and in a moment, in an instant, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could decide they shouldn't exist anymore, and boom, they're not going to exist. That's what the pasuk's saying. Azos lachem aliza, so happy, so stable, and look what happened, right? This is Gemara in Baba Basra that we like to quote. In the story, in the beginning of Asochar and Mokar Zasfina, Dafayin Gimel, where Rabbi Rachana is on a boat, and he goes onto an island, and he takes off his belongings, and they start setting up a camp on the island, and they start making supper, and all of a sudden, the island starts shaking, and it turns over, and they realize it was a fish. It was a big whale with some sand on it, and if the boat wouldn't have been closed, they wouldn't have survived. Right? That's the mashal for life. Sometimes we feel something is so stable, and the next moment, it turns over, and the island seems to be a whale. So that's exactly what this pasuk is telling me, right? The Tsar, you were so stable, you were so happy, you were so self-sufficient, and then look what happens to you. Interesting, on the lashon of Yoviluhu Ragleha, your legs take you, the Radak quotes the Gemara in Sukkah. Your legs take you where you're supposed to go. And that's here. Their legs was meant to take them out. But that Gemara in Sukkah quotes the amazing story of the Shlomo HaMelech and the Malach HaMavis, where Shlomo HaMelech once meets the Malach HaMavis, who is really sad, and he says, what's the matter? And he says, you know those two scribes of yours over there? I'm trying to figure out a way. I'm supposed to kill them. I'm supposed to take them, and I can't figure out a way to get them. Shlomo's like, really? Quickly, Shlomo calls the chief shade, chief demon that he knows, and he flies them over to the city of Luz, where nobody dies, and as they get to the city of Luz, boom, they drop dead. And the next day he sees the Malach HaMavis. The Malach HaMavis is laughing. And he says, what? He says, I needed them to get there. Thank you very much. I couldn't figure out a way to get them to Luz. And the Gemara says, you can't escape your destiny. Raglohi debar inish, the legs of a person in an arvin bay, la sar demisbi tamon, movilin yase. His legs will lead him where he is supposed to go. And that's the Radak quotes that Gemara on this line, yovi luhu ragleha. His legs will lead him to that place. Again, if you look in the Malbim has a bir nifla to this pasuk. He says, first of all, why would somebody leave a town? It would be pretty amazing. If you were very happy in the town, you wouldn't leave. That's the first phrase. Hazos lachem aliza, you were so happy. Number two, if you were only there for a short amount of time, maybe you wouldn't ever find a problem leaving. So that's the next phrase. Mimei kedem kadmasa, you've been there for so long. You've been there for so long. So the first half of the pasuk is about, I can't believe you had to go into Golus. You were happy, and you've been there for a long time. And number two, now you get to the second half of the pasuk, where'd you go to? So where do you go to? He says, first of all, you probably, usually when you go somewhere, you think carefully before you go where you're going. Here, you'll be lure raglad. Your legs just took you. You didn't even think about it. Number two, you usually try to go to a close place. May rachok, you went to a far place. Number three, even if you go to a far place, it's usually just temporarily. You're not planning to stay there for so long. Lagur, to live there, to stay there, because this is what happened to Tzur. So let's continue. Says the Gemara, mi yad zos, who did this? Al Tzur HaMatira, on Tzur, the amazing city. Asher sochareha sarim kin aneha nechvadi aretz, who were so, the merchants were so mechubad. Who did this? Hashem Tzvakos Yatzo is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, saying this 100 years before it actually happens. L'chalel ge'on kol tzvi, l'hakel kol nechvadei aretz. The Radak explains, because they were Baalei Gaiva. They had tremendous self-confidence. Rabbi Schwab writes, again, like we said, they were jealous of Yerushalayim. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cut them down. Again, the Malbim says, ge'on kol tzvi, they were into materialism. L'hakel kol nechvadei aretz, they were into their own covet. Let's kina and kavod. Ivri artzeh kayar, and similar, the psukim continue, that the cities surrounding, couldn't get to Tzor anymore. Yadon Natala Yam, Hashem's arm was still, outstretched over the Yam. Here Giz Mamlachos, all the other Mamlachos were became, plundered and confused. Hashem Tzivel Kanan Lashmin Mosnan. Hashem, was in charge of all this, and it is clear to all that is true. Continuing again, there's a lot here. Let's get to Yud Gimel. Hein Eretz Kasdim Zeha Am Lo Haya Ashur Yisada Letziim. And then he even says, you should know, you know, you weren't even, this wasn't even the original owners of Tzur. It was Eretz Kasdim. It belonged to Bavel. Before that, it was Ashur Vechulu. What's the message here? Explains the Radak. Kadosh Baruch Hu puts people in lands, uproots them, puts people in other lands. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Adon. That's the message of this pasuk. Kain minhag olam ze olev ze yored lahodia ki akel hu adon kal haaret, says the Radak. And that's the message of the first Rashi al Torah. Refers about why is Bereishis there, right? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes lands and gives it to who he wants to, and that's why Eretz Yisrael was given to Am Yisrael. That's the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. But ends the perek for Hayabayamahu. It'll come a time after Tzor is destroyed, after 70 years, it'll come back. Not as much as it was. It'll be like a zona, which is, it won't be a full, regular financial center. It'll be a lot of crooks and thieves will go there, but it'll come back a little bit. Why 70? Rashi says, the pasuk says, ki mei melech echad. Like the lifespan of a king, which king lived 70 years? David HaMelech, right? That's the obvious. Rashi says, I don't know why David HaMelech is mentioned here. But the Mefarshim explained, well, maybe because this is a punishment, as we said before. They had been friendly with David HaMelech, and then they turned on him, and that was part of their punishment. Others say that the 70 years, it's like Bavel destroyed them. So 70 is connected to the 70 years that Bavel was in rule, and then once they were conquered by Paras Umadai, so then Tzar was able to come back a little bit, but again, mostly not. The parak does end off by saying, but in the future, which most assume is when Mashiach comes, says Rashi and the Radak, all of their merchandise and all of their supply will go to those who are sitting and learning Torah, La Yoshvim Lifnei Hashem Yesh. Sachara, it'll all be for them, le'echol le'sava, to eat with satiation, they will apply, for le'machase atik, and to give them special clothing to wear, right, la'asil lavo, as the Rambam describes at the end of Hilchos Malachim, everything will be l'shem ovdei Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here, and Hashem, we will continue with other issues relating to Sefer Yeshayahu.